Come on, lift your hands and shout hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands and shout hallelujah, hallelujah. For the greatness of our Abba, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who is by the excellence of your mighty truth, Yah? Israel is made free. We are free to worship you this Shabbat. As we gather here in the bed of our great Abba, we ask that you pour out richly your Ruah upon Israel, that we may hear what our Abba commands and speaks unto us. For we are in need to hear from you today. Speak to us, Yahweh, by the power, the revelation of Yahshua the Lamb. For we will be intrigued by you, our precious Abba. We delight in your Torah, your truth, and makes us free to worship you in the Ruah, the spirit of your HaMashiach unto Yisrael. We shall brak you this day. We shall cleave unto you above all things. Enrich us today. Grant unto us the wisdom that is needed for this hour. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. The hope of Yisrael, the Redeemer of all Yisrael. We do pray and Yisrael cried, hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, Yivarach. Ye can't. May Yah bless you today. Shalom. Yah barak you. You may be seated. We do barak him for all things. And that is simply the fullness of our love, our heart poured out unto him. To toda Yah, to thank him for all that he has granted unto us, as he has abstained us and kept us from the powers of darkness, that our minds have not been given over unto the illusion of this hour and time, that we are drawn under the seductive schemes of the powers of hell. This world is destined for hell. It is a wicked world. It is vile. It has reduced the Torah of Yah down to a form of ritualism, where it has no strength at all, and they have cast it aside to establish their own laws that are vile, they are corrupt, and they are based upon the covetousness and the greed of man. That is why Shaul said unto the Kidushans of Ephesians, he said unto them, I have labored among you. I have poured out my Ruah in the midst of you all, with great tears, with great compassion, and agony of my Ruah I have labored before you all, to grant unto you the wisdom of the truth of Almighty Yahweh. He said, but I know that as I expire, or when Yah removes me, then grievous woes shall rise up in the midst of the camp. And they shall seduce many, and they shall draw them away from the power of this immense, this profound truth of Almighty Yahweh, that cause a man's mind to be steadfast on him. His desire, his compassion above all things will be to please Almighty Yah. And we see this wolf that has slithered in, dressed as one, as though that he is dressed in the sheep garment or the lamb spirit of Yahshua. And it is a devious, vile thing. And it is known unto us as religion, this form of God worship. And that's all religion is. It is a form of God worship. What is a God? How is a God identified? Yahweh is much more superior than any God. No God can equate to what his honor, his power is. There is no other form of being that can be associated with the same title as Almighty Yahweh is. You cannot elevate Molech, Molcham, or Shaitan to the status of what Yah is, they all might be gods, and I have no compunction with that. But they are not of the same elevation, of the same wisdom, knowledge, and power as Almighty Yahweh. So the Spirit has crept in among us. It has seduced us, drawn us away from our commitment unto Almighty Yahweh. That we are drawn by lasciviousness and concupiscence, things that we think gratifies the flesh for the moment. And that's all it does. That's why the world continuously promotes to us these fleshly things that our minds gravitate to. They're drawn under the luring power of these things. And the pure word of Yahweh, we're not drawn by that. So the enemy is very subtle and very crafty, as he was with Adam and Shiva Eve in the beginning. He's very crafty. He's very subtle. And he knows how to draw man, because there was a seed imparted into man when he sinned against Almighty Yahweh. There was a seed of vile corruption, and it must be totally eradicated. Just a little slither of the leaven leaveth the whole lump. So we have this leaven, this natural propensity of man that is always aggressive against the Torah. For the Torah of Yah brings us in line with His truth, what He represents, who He is, and what He commands of His house, that they must obey and that they must follow. Jehu said, I've labored, I've poured out every ounce of my strength unto you, but I know that when I am out of this place, then the grievous woe shall arise, and they shall seduce many, and they shall draw many away, and these shall be men that rise up out of the midst of you all. It is one thing that Shaitan has always done. He has always integrated the tares among the weeds, those that spy out the liberties of Yahweh's elect, and try to grab hold unto this lechem, this bread, but they cannot eat it. That's why they are dying, they are sickly, they have no strength of maturity or the truth of Almighty Yahweh in them. Now we that are the elect seed of Yisrael, those that are called and sealed by the promise of Yahshua HaMashiach, we have a Torah of power that is written in us by the hand of Almighty Yahweh, and Yahshua has come to guard the strength of the identity of the house of Israel. And that is how Israel is identified with the pure Torah of Yah in them. And the life of that comes alive by the witness, the truth, and the power of Yahshua HaMashiach. These are not just words that are wasted. We must understand what our Abba commands unto us. And when we don't understand that, we will fall into this alluring spirit of confidence in our flesh. And once we began to do that, there will be enmity in your mind. There will be thoughts in your spirit against the Torah of Yah. For we know that the fleshly carnal mind of man, it is enmity against Yah, His path, His direction, His instructions unto man. And that is what has risen up in the midst, this vile spirit that has come by this corruption that we have allowed to enter in, because we have not resorted to that which Yah has placed in us. He did not write His Torah in us for us to abandon that, but for us to constantly be reminded. And the Ruah of Yah brings that Torah alive and remembrance back unto us. And the thing that bring memory or remembrance of things back unto us, it is our own lusts, our sinful ways, our wicked attributes that deny and defy the power of Yahweh. That we are driven by a desire that is so corrupt, that is so wicked, that is so vile, that the truth of Yahweh doesn't even make us free. We must know the truth, and the truth makes us free. I want to continue in the path that I started on last week. We began to deal with the assembly of Laodicea, Laodicea, in the book of Giliana Revelation, and they began to boast in their pride, their arrogance. They began to boast of their self-boasts, what they were worth. Is that not the spirit of this age? You have these four houses today, and that's what they are. They're not the assembly or the assemblies of Yahweh. They are churches and synagogues and mosques, but they are houses of whoredom. They produce illegitimate children that their minds are base, or they have the mind of Ichabod and the spirit of bastardom. They have no spiritual Abba. They have no one that has truly birthed them, but it is this spirit that has been birthed by corruption, and that it is imparted into them. And so they raise up their sons and daughters by the billions for the destruction of hell. Yahweh means what he says. And as Yochanan, as he began to receive this revelation of Yeshua, and the power of this truth that was revealed unto him, the messenger was sent unto the assemblies throughout Asia to warn them and to speak of the infractions that were against Yahweh that they had held fast to and they had embodied in the midst of the assembly. There are things that our traditions, our creed, our race, our ethnicity have brought into the assembly of Yahweh's Bayat, and it is a corrupt thing. It is a damnable thing. It is a vile thing. It is not based upon Torah, but it's based upon our own traditions, our own sinful practices, and our own wicked devices. And so we allow these things to permeate in the midst. We give credence unto them, but it has not come by the Ruah of Almighty Yahweh. He has not instructed. He has not given you the counsel to do that. And yet because of this corruptness in man, he defies the instructions of the Most High. You are not going to dwell in the presence of Almighty Yahweh when you defy his instructions. And I will show us what will happen to a people, what has happened unto Israel, because we have defied the instruction, the counsel of Almighty Yahweh, that disciplines us, and the assurance that comes in Yeshua, the Lamb of Israel. We have all gone astray. We're doing what is right in our own sight, but it is not the Tzaddikah, it is not the authoritative Torah of Yah working in us. It is a law of the flesh, and it is a deceitful law. And that is what has transpired in the assembly of Laodicea, Laodicea. It was this corrupt thing that had entered, whereby the Torah of Yah had no importance or no value at all. I would have begun again in verse chapter 3 of Giliana Revelation. I want to reintroduce us again to verse 17. This is the mindset of this vile generation. Yah says, because you say, it is not what Yahweh has said, because you say, it is one thing about the Esha, the blessings of Yahweh, because no sorrow unto the Lamb of Israel. If Yahweh Esha, or he blesses a man, it will not cause him to defy the truth of Yah. And what we call the blessings of Yah, they are the curses that he has sent upon a people that have rejected his Torah. But you say, we say, I am rich, I am Oshia, I have much, I have the abundance, I have the riches of Yah, I have the wealth, I have the health, it is present in my countenance, my physical being, it expressed the Oshia, and I have much. And yet Yah says, I did not say that to you. This is the spirit of this Laodicea assembly today. And it has prostituted itself in this form that we call Christianity, in these mutated forms of all kinds of religious practices. So they say they're rich. Isn't that one of the most proponents or that is always acknowledged at what we call Christendom? Do not they quote, God wants you to be rich, unquote. Is that not one of their commandments, their statutes? Is that not a part of their religious dogma? And yet Yahweh says to them, you say that you're rich. And they all boast in their richness, don't they? In what they think is fabulous, their homes and their material gluttonous. It's not worth the spit out of their mouths. It has no value at all. None whatsoever. Give me the riches of Almighty Yahweh. And so this Jezebel spirit, it tells them, you're rich, you are seer. You have much laid back when the rich man dies, who consumes his wealth? It is a foolish generation that has turned away from Yahweh. So you speak that you are rich, you are seer, and you say to Yahweh, I have Rabban. I have increased. This nation has increased, hasn't it? Their trinkets, their toys do not satisfy them. You're not satisfied. They're not satisfied with one television. They got one in every room in the house. Their lust is so vile, such a greed that nothing. They increase with more and they're still discontent. They're not happy. They have no Ruah of Yah to bring His Shalom. They have no healing power in them. They're wretched dogs. They're thieves. They're robbers. That's what they are. They are the swine nature. We have Rabban with goods. And everyone wants goods today, don't they? Oh, I have much. I have 3 cars. I have 50 suits and 30 pair of shoes. Oh, my wife, she wears diamonds and golds, and they flaunt it. These whole houses, they iran. And the most obnoxious and wicked one, she wants to parade herself in a way that everyone will see the sparkling of her false jewels. It is not the jewels of Almighty Yahweh. The scripture tells us of the jewels of Yah. And they flaunt themselves and the men in their $1,200, $1,500 suits and their $1,000 shoes. And they flaunt themselves to say that I'm Ashir, I'm rich, and I have much. And they park their vehicles in a way that no other vehicle gets close to it. And they make sure that they spend their Shabbat shining it up for their damnable pagan Sunday worship. It is pagan. It is not of Yah. This Sunday Constantine institution, it is of hell. Yah commands us to remember the Shabbat. Keep it kadosh. Keep it clean and set apart. Reverence Him on His Shabbat. He commands us that. His name is of great value. And these dogs, because of the grievous wolves, He says that these leaders, they are dumb dogs. They're greedy dogs. They cannot have enough. They sleep and they slumber. And they do not even have enough at all. They all look to their own quarters for their own gain to get what they think is or will be appeasing unto them. They're greedy dogs. They're dogs. They gnaw the bones of the people. They ride down the little widow for her mites and destroy her. They bring her down, they put on the great bondage and put on the great pressure because she doesn't possess what those that have that are all Shia, or they're perceived as though they are all Shia. They have not the riches of Yah. The people of Yahweh, Israel, have the riches of His Emunah. They are the riches of His Shalom. They are the riches of His Da'at, His knowledge. They are the riches of His comfort by the Ruah. They have not the riches of Almighty Yahweh. And this generation, this Laodicea, this Laodicea spirit, it is one that loves to increase with goods. It loves goods more than it loves Yahweh. It boasts in its goods. It boasts in its things. It boasts in its material gluttony. It is not satisfied. They're not satisfied with 1 million or more than they are with 1 billion. There's nothing that satisfies it. It is not peace. This is the nature of Laodicea. It is the power that rules today. And any time you're not satisfied with the riches of Almighty Yahweh, in the presence of Yahweh is fullness of joy, Shimha, and in His right hand there are pleasures evermore. You're not eating from the body of Yahshua. You're eating from this corrupt, damnable flesh. You're not eating from the truth of Yahshua. You're eating from these damnable doctrines that are based upon the traditions of men that draw man away from the truth of Almighty Yahweh. It is not based upon what Torah teach. It's not based upon the light of Torah. It's not based upon the truth of Torah, but it's based upon a false doctrine that has come from the gates of hell. For the truth of Yahweh, it makes us free from these bondages. So they have increased in goods, have they not? We hear the politician preachers, these lion dogs from hell, these children that have been birthed by the spirit of Ichabod, the Ruah of Yah is not in this damnable wicked nation. It is a nation of whoredom, a naked nation. It is a nation of vile irreputeness. It is not a nation of Yah. The whole houses, their principles are based upon their damnable, corrupt traditions, on the white man's traditions, on the black man's tradition, on the Jews' traditions. It is not of Yahweh. There's nowhere in Scripture where there was a tribe of Israel that was known as Jew. They were known as Yehuda. I'm not afraid to say that. There's not one tribe of Israel that was known as the tribe of Judaism. The tribe of Yehuda. Hallelujah. That's what it was. And these shallow, weak men today are afraid. I'm not afraid what man can do to me. I'm afraid of what Yah can do to me. He can destroy me and cast me and my being into the pit of hell. And I know that it is real. He says, you say you have goods and you have no need of nothing. I don't need Yahweh. I don't need His truth. I don't need no one to tell me I have goods. And that is what signifies that I am Oshi of Yah. They're fools. The homosexuals have goods. The vilest men of the world have goods. The oppressors have goods. The kings of the earth have goods. Men that are wicked and are corrupt, they have goods, they have things, but it is not a representation of the power of Almighty Yahweh in the midst of that vile people. He satisfied the house of Israel with 12 things. And what are the 12 things of Yah? The light of His truth, the might of His truth, the inspiration of His truth, the power of Torah, His mitzvah that leads us into His presence. That we may bow before Him and shout with great gladness and sing of the mighty works and the feats of our Abba. So they have the goods, but they don't have the one that is the possessor of the tough things. They don't have Him. It is not the representation, it is not the true representation of the power of Yahweh in Israel. America is identified as the nation where God has blessed. I have no problems with that. Because the God of this world has blessed this whole house. The God of this world, Shaitan, as He said unto Yahshua, if you bow down and worship Me, after He showed Him all the kingdoms of the world, all this will I give unto you. And this nation is a nation of Jezanites. It is a nation of the Jezebel spirit that produced this bastard of children, that their children, their birth is based in bastardom. They have no avat. You understand that because the Melechim, or those of the heavenly hosts, as Scripture tells us, they are the being of Almighty Yahweh. They were created. Yahweh was never created. He has never. And so what Shaitan says to them, you bow down and worship Me, and I will give you goods. Did He offer Yahshua goods? Did He offer Him things? And they're worshiping a false deity of hell. They're not worshiping Yahweh. Even Yahshua said that woman, the Abba seeketh such to worship Him in Ruah and in truth, in spirit and in truth. He was the truth of Yahweh. He was the power of the Spirit of Almighty Yahweh Yahshua. The goats do not classify them as being seed or the seed of Israel. Let no one deceive you. This is the trickery of hell. And so poor nations look upon this whore, this Jezebel. She sleeps with every god. Look at the leader of this nation, this vile thing called Mr. Bush. And everyone that have come before him, he has slept with the Muslims, the Buddhists, the Hindus, the Christians, the Hare Krishnas. He has slept with everyone. He's a vile thing of hell. He was birthed from the belly of hell. Just like Mr. Clinton, Mr. Reagan, and Bush before him, and all the rest of the dogs. They've been birthed by the belly of hell. Their forefathers were given over unto the worship of Shaitan. They are rich. They run the world. They own the world. Let no man deceive you, my friend, that the power that be Shaitan, he has not given up his place at all. For he knows that his time is short. So he used man. He used this corrupt thing called mind. We must let the same mind, the same love, the same heart that was in Yahshua, that must be in us. And what was that mind? Was it one to please Yahweh? Or was it one to please the flesh? It was one that pleased Almighty Yahweh. He did all things to please the Abba. So let no one trick you and make you think that this Jezebel, this cauldron of whoredom in America, is the seed of Israel. In wrath from hell. Oh, there is a seed of the remnant of Israel in America. But this Jezebel, this whore, she is not the representation of the Oshia of the blessings of Almighty Yahweh. So they declare that they're Oshia, Yah says, and they say to Yah, we have need of nothing. And Yah says unto them, he said, do you not know that you are wretched, you are ra? You are a miserable, distressed people. Your mind is distressed, your body. Is not this nation a nation of distress? Psychologists and psychiatrists are getting richer. Their children are drugged down on Valiums and all kinds of drugs. They're drugging their children. They're putting drugs in babies at 3-4 months old. You know this is damnable. It's not of Yahweh. Their minds are stressed. The parents are stressed out. The husband working the wife. And they're being beat down by the god of this world, Shaitan. They're pressed. Their bills are pressing them. The school, the youngers are pressing them. Their jobs, their homes are pressing down on them. They're afraid of losing their cars, their homes, their material things, their credit cards. They will lie. They will do everything to maintain a credit card. Hallelujah. They will do everything to maintain that, to have this appearance that they have the Oshia. But Yah says you are rough. You are dejected. That's why you look that way. You are distressed in your mind. Your bodies are distressed. That's why there's such sickness among this nation. Of all the industrialized nations, there is no other nation that is as sick and weakly as this nation. It is a sick nation. It is sick in the mind. It is sick in everything that they perform. You look at your newspapers, your televisions, your radio stations. It is full of vile lewdness. Your television station teaching your daughters to be whores and dogs and to run around like some naked Jezebel out of hell. Well, I'm going to deal with that. They have no covering of truth in their minds. Hallelujah. He said, don't you know you're wretched as hell? You're distressed. Your mind is distressed. Your job distressed you because you're afraid. You will defy Yah. You will say to hell with the truth of Yahweh to maintain a job. Don't you know that Yah brings the riches unto Israel? Don't you know that it is Yah that have the power to give you wealth and health? Hallelujah. And these same dogs that would drive the people for tithes and offerings and beg them some damn dog's appreciation. I will not give one nickel to these children of hell. Yahweh says you're miserable. You are wretched. You are raw. And look at this. Not only are you raw, but Yah says you are all man. You are all man. You are all man. You are weak. You have no power. You are unhappy. You are miserable. You are distressed.
I do not care what this wicked world says. I don't care what you say. But I'm going to walk in the happiness of Almighty Yah. And I'm happy. Yahweh says, you are Oman. You are miserable. You are Oman. You are Oman. You are miserable. You are sad. Your countenance expressed that. You are sad. Their bills saddened them. Their house payment, $1,200, $1,500 a month. They become subservient to a master that controlled their emotions. That's not Yahweh. He brought Israel out. He will not even let Pharaoh. Pharaoh said, no, but we go keep the cows. Yah says they're coming out with everything. Well, we go keep some of the gold. Yahweh said they're coming out with everything. And he will harden the heart of Pharaoh to harden against Israel, that he will make his name known. And I guarantee before it all was over with, Pharaoh said, he is Yahweh, and that name shall be known unto Israel. You take all those and leave those that have been born here. Nah, we're coming out. We'll leave your oxen and your asses and leave them. We're coming out with everything. And not only did they come out with everything that they possess, they came out everything that the Egyptians possessed as well. These dogs today, they have no possessions. They are bound to a power of hell that depresses them and oppresses them. They are miserable. Their homes are miserable. They are entertained by television all day. They are not entertained by the loveliness of their wives or the faithfulness of their husband and man. They are not entertained by the fellowship of their sons and their daughters. Don't tell me that that's the riches of Yah. Hallelujah. They'd rather look at some Jezebel on television and spend hours watching some other child laughing, and then the son grows and no attention given unto him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. They'd rather look at some of the Jezebel whore, woman, daughter on television and watch her flaunt her nakedness than to watch the beauty of their little daughter and guard her and to make sure she is raised in the nurture and the fear of Almighty Yahweh. It is of hell. It is not of Yahweh. We say they have much, they have nothing. You're miserable, he says. You are Omar. You're miserable. And not only that, but he said you are poor, you're dull. You're poor. You're so weak and you are helpless. You have no power. Yahshua has given us power to tread upon serpents. He's given us power to tread upon the powers of hell. I believe that. He said you are helpless and you are weak. You go to the dog of the world and you say, Master, may I please? Master, may I do this? Master, may I please? What was the game that we played when I was young? It was a Simon Says Take Two Step. Now, if you took the two steps before asking Simon, then you had to go all the way back to the start. You had to say, Simon, please, may I take two steps? You had to repeat everything, and you think, well, I can do that all day long. Not so. We are forgetful people. And as children, you will forget. You will see Libby Horn in front of you. You say, I can get past her. And all of a sudden, you know you pass her. And so Simon says unto you, Tiara, take three steps. And yes, Simon, I take three steps. And all of a sudden, you got to go back. And she's ahead of you. See, Yah tells us to obey his commands, his Torah. And when we don't obey that, then we go back to the beginning. Because we must be taught the oracles and the principles of Yah over again. That's why we are people that's dull. It's almost like dull, but dull. We are weak. We are poor. We don't have the sufficiency of the power of Yah in us. Miserable people. Weak. Small-minded people. Now this is what Yah, they said that we're rich. Did they not, they say? We have much good. Yahweh says you're miserable. You are poor. You're dull. You're poor. You're poor. You have nothing at all. My brothers and sisters, it is better for you as a poor man. You that have not the riches of this world to walk in the righteousness of Almighty Yahweh than he that is perverse in his ways. Better for you to walk in the integrity. What is the tzedakah of the righteousness of Yah? It is his Torah. It is his mitzvah, his statutes, his counsel unto Yisrael. You're better to walk in that than to have the finance of Bill Gates. These are greedy dogs. Their bellies can never be satisfied. You think $100 billion will satisfy Mr. Gates? You think $1 trillion will satisfy him? You think $2 trillion will satisfy Mr. Buffett? They're greedy dogs. They're fat dogs. Their bellies are grievous wolves. That's all they have. And they must obey the command of their God. Shatan, these men, he will not deal with these little puny and minded ones in these whorehouses. These are the synagogues of Shatan. They are the temples of hell. It is where the Ruah of Shatan dwells. You cannot have the Ruah of Yah without understanding the order of Yah in the midst. It is where his Ruah dwells. It's where his Torah and the power of his Torah is. The whole houses of hell, they have traditions and doctrines of men that have been based on the flesh of corrupt black men, corrupt white men, corrupt men that call themselves Semites or Jews. It is a corrupt, damnable thing. And everyone is afraid to affront these damn lies. And so many are going into the gate of hell. They got blind leaders and they're blind. And they're all following these blind dogs and they're going down into the gate of hell blind. Well, I don't believe Yah will do that. I say to you all again, read the book of Yasha. It tells us the entire story. It's no book that is more complete and beautiful than that. Even Bereshit is not complete as that. And you know truth is there. You know it. Yehoshua tells us that the record is recorded in the book of Yasha. So it has to be there. And the record is complete. And what Yahweh did, I'm telling you, my friends, he did it. And it gives us detailed spiritual enlightenment to what Yahweh has done. It lays out the sequential order of things and how they were enacted by Almighty Yahweh. We are lazy-minded people. That's why the television has corrupted us and made us shiftless, lazy, and full of poverty. So the riches of Yahweh do not shine through. He said, you are miserable, you are poor. He says, not only that you are blind, Ivra, you are blind. You have no spiritual understanding. You do not understand the direction of Almighty Yahweh. When one looks at this and see the mitzvah of Yah, a witness to what he has written in us. And to say that his Shabbat has no power, you are a damn liar. To say that his name, you're going to take it in vain. And say that the name of the Creator, the name of the Most High, he has no name. And every damn God it is has a name. Molak, Molkam. All of their gods, Shatan, they all have names. And to say that the Most High, the Creator of all things, he has no name is a damnable lie out of the pit of hell. And to say that his mitzvah, what he instructs us to govern our discipline among him or toward him and toward our brothers and sisters, we are deceived liars. We have no Ruah of Yahweh in us. He said, you're blind. You have no light of the truth. You have no understanding of Yahweh's truth. You have no enlightenment to the truth of Almighty Yahweh. This generation has none whatsoever. You go in these whole houses on tomorrow, and they will tell you that that is the Shabbat. And yet you look on their calendars, and it shows you it's the first day of the week. Yahweh says, remember the Shabbat, the seventh day, and keep it Kadosh. Well, that was for the Jew. There is no such thing as a Jew. It cannot be a Jew because there is no J in the Arabic Hebraic language. It cannot be a Jew. It cannot be. And this is a made up word, just like the word Jehovah, these damn lies from the gully of hell, just like a Shemite. If anything, they must be a Shemite. But there is no word as a Jew. They must be of the tribe of Yehuda, and they must be a Yehuda, but it cannot be a Jew. No more than there's a thing called a black man or white man. You hypocrites can sit here any way you want to hell with all corrupt white flesh. A white man is wicked as hell. He's a vile, insidious beast, just like the Negro man or the black man. To hell with the white man. To hell with everyone, every race. I stand for Yah, Yah alone. I'm here to strengthen Israel and the house of Israel. With that awful call, preacher, when they cried at the door of the Ark of Moshe, of Noah, did he let them in? Did he open the door for any of them? When Yah called out Lot and his daughters out of Sodom and Gomorrah, did he bring in with us out? He brought the wife out, and that is what he was showing us in that wife. He brought the assembly out. That's what she represented. She represented the birth. She represented the birth of the kingdom of Yah. That's what the woman represents. She birthed. Was not Yahshua birth in Miriam? She's a representation of the birth of the word. She's very valuable. And when Yah brought her out, she turned back. And she became a pillar of salt reserved there until the day of judgment. That's why the enemy would use the minds of the women to make them think that there's something they're not. A woman has one ministry. That is to take care of her home, raise her children, to honor her husband man, to respect him, and to show him great honor. That's her ministry. It is not to stand before the people of Yah to instruct. It is not the counsel a man and nothing at all. That is the beauty of a woman's ministry. To work with her hands, to sew, to make clothes, and to take care of the affairs of the home of this Jezebel. Just like Lot's wife, this whore, this Christian whore, that have caused the women to turn away from the Torah of Yah. And they become sultry. Don't they dress sultry? Don't they shake their wicked ass like dogs? Necking like a beast. So they become salt. That's what they call a woman. They call sexy, right? She's sultry. Hallelujah. She became a pillar of salt. That's where she represents that whore of a wife. They came out with lots. Hallelujah. For his blessings. The Esha of Yah was with Abraham. And Lot was a seed. He was out of that seed of Abraham. So the blessings of Yah was with him as well. Hallelujah. The woman represented the body. She represented the place of birth. She represented the place of birth of spiritual laws. That's what she represented. And women, you don't realize the beauty that Yah has placed and invested in you. Because the world has corrupted your mind and drawn you away from the beauty of your place. You become as hard as men. Corrupt. Women commit more adulterous affairs today than men. Hallelujah. 60% of the married women today commit adulterous affairs. 60%, and they boast about it. Hallelujah. Don't you see what this Jezebel whore has done, this religious whore? She has the spirit of Laodicea, the Laodicean, because she said, I'm rich. She boasts in her riches. You meet these perverts out there, and they will tell you, oh, I'm blessed. I saw one other day. He said, the Lord has blessed me. I just looked at him. I just looked at the man. I said, how shallow he looks. I say, how are you doing? Oh, I'm blessed of the Lord. The Lord is wonderful to me. Well, I know why he said that, because he knows what I preach. He knows what I preach. So I looked at him. I didn't even respond to his ignorance. I will not cast the pearls of Yah before a swine like that. Nor will I give that which is kadosh unto a dog like that. I didn't even respond. I said, how are things going on your job? How is this going? I will not even respond to his ignorance. Even though scripture tells us a fool, an ignorant man, when he keeps his mouth shut, he is even perceived as a wise man. So it's best for a fool not to talk. When he doesn't say anything, he's perceived as wise. And so he has understanding. Not this whole house today, this Laodicea. She's a Jezebel. She corrupts everything she touches. Your sons, your daughters. She draws you into this illusion whereby you think you're rich. But Yahweh says you are dull, you are poor, you are so weak. You can't even stand on the strength of my words. Hallelujah. You know you're poor when you can't stand on with confidence on what Yahweh commands. You are a poor, weak thing. Was it not the word that bore the sins of Israel and all of mankind? Was it not the word that was impaled and endured that? And it was not the living word that the third day it rose up by the power of the Ruah, the breath of Yah blew upon it. And if we have the word of Yahweh in us, his breath when it's blown in the midst, does not the breath of Yah bring the word of life? Well, what word has he put in us? His Torah. He has placed his mitzvah in Israel, and he blows on us. Not like this damn dog bitty hen that blows on these Jezebels, and they turn backwards or fall backwards, just like they did when they came to get Yahshua. When he commanded, when the word of Yah spoke unto them, that breath, this is he whom you look for, they all, bam, they went backwards. And this is a generation that's going backwards. They have turned back on Yah. They have turned back on the Torah. They have turned back on the Mizpah. They say the hell with the Shabbat. And they damn the name of Yahweh. They're not going to survive. America, the whore is coming down. Hallelujah. Alex Jones and all of these pontificate men that's trying to save it. They're not going to save this whore. The whore is going to reel like a drunken Jezebel. She has defied the Torah of Yah. She has instituted in these things you call church. And that's what they are. They're things you call church. They're whorehouses. There is no such thing as a church. It is the assembly. It is the Behat. It is the Sukkoth. It is the tabernacle of Yah. So she has misplaced and replaced the assembly, the Behat of Yah, with this thing called the church. Yeah, that's all it is, the Greek place of gods. That's what the church is. It is the place of God. You tell me that the white Baptist God is the same God as the black Baptist God? You are a flat out liar. You tell me that the white Methodist God is the same God as the black Methodist God? You're a flat out liar. They don't even fellowship. Yisrael is one. Hallelujah. And we come in the Ruah of Yeshua, hallelujah. Well, Lord, race mixing. We don't mix race. We believe in the race of Yahweh. And the seed of Israel have the Torah of Yah written in their lev. And the shades of the color of Israel from the creamiest to the blackest of skin. Hallelujah. Sure it is. To hell with these dog doctrines. These cowardly men. Hallelujah. We need men of great strength today. We need Yah to raise up mighty men. He's not raising up a mighty woman. He's raising up a mighty man. And mighty men that will cause the mighty woman to rise. And that is the symbol. It will cause the mighty woman to arise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what he is going to do. And that breath of the mighty man will cause the woman to rise up in her place. And she will walk in the strength of Yah. So they declare that they're rich, they're all sheer. Yah say, you're poor, you're wretched, you're miserable, and this is the one that I want to work with today. He says, you are arum, you are naked. This is a naked generation. It has no covering of truth. What is the truth? Yah's Torah. I just cannot amplify my voice today the way I want to. But Yah's Torah is the truth, brothers and sisters. It is the power of Yahshua that is the truth of the might of Yahweh's Torah. For Yahweh's Sadaka, his righteousness is from everlasting to everlasting. It will never change. In the kingdom, his righteous Torah will never change. And his Torah, his law is the truth. There's a law of righteousness that he has placed in Israel. And I don't care what color one's complexion is. That law of righteousness, when the breath of Hamashiach breathes on that, it comes alive. And he walks in the street of the might and the dynamics of that truth. He's led by that truth. And he never falls. But a man is led by that, he never falls. He's led into the bosom of Yahweh. He says, don't you know that you are naked? This nation is exposing the ones that are naked today, aren't they not? They're losing their homes, their house payments. They're working just to make a house payment. You know that's not of Yahweh. You cannot give Yahweh a nickel and you give it to a master. That is the utmost corruption. That is wickedness. Don't tell me you love him. Don't tell me that. When a man says he loves Yah, listen to the message I preach on Scripture Truth on Wednesday. How profound it was. Simple but profound. Says he loves Yahweh and keep not his mitzvah. The man is a liar. The woman is a liar. And the truth of the Torah of Yah, the truth is not in them. I don't care what you say. I don't care how you try to act or present yourself. You are a liar. And we know who is the father of lies. Shatan. Don't you know the spirit in you is not right? Your force is not right? Hallelujah. Y'all get quiet, but that's all right.
They got quite old Hamashiach when he asked questions too, did they not? He said, Do you not know that you are a room, you are naked, you have nothing at all? Do you not realize that you have no covering of Yahweh's truth? Your love is not covered by the truth. Your heart is not covered in the truth. Hallelujah. We need to be covered in the truth. He said, don't you know that you are arum? You are naked. This world today is getting naked, isn't it? I don't care how they look. I saw one of the most despicable things of the day. And I'm not saying because the person. I saw this woman. And I had to stop. I had to stop. And you could tell she was probably 50-some years old. And this woman, she was grotesque looking. I'm not saying this because she was overweight. She was beyond that. And she was as naked as they come. And I sat there appalled with shame. You would think. Looking like that, her legs, these rolls and this stuff on her legs. And it was so creepy and wicked looking. I said, you would think that she would cover herself and put on a cloak. I would be ashamed. I'm a man. And my physical body looks better than that. I would be ashamed to expose myself to the world like that. I would be ashamed. Hallelujah. I would be ashamed. Yeah, my physical being, my body is proportionately. I would be ashamed even with my body to get that naked. I would be ashamed. And I saw this, and it just gave me a sense of what this world is about. They go to the whorehouses that way, don't they? They go there, don't tell me they don't come there with dresses on like this jacket of mine. They go there to these whorehouses with dresses on like that. Do they not? Hallelujah. Do they not come in there with dresses on like this? You can't even hardly buy clothes for your children unless you show them their buttocks. I was at the store the day with Deacon Horn. And this child was no bigger than this child. You could tell she was a few years old. She had on these, I looked at that, this material that clings to one body. A pair of short pants that cut here and cut here. And across her buttocks, it says back here, what are you looking at? Something. I looked at the parent. I say, what a fool. What a damnable, ignorant woman. She sells her to the birth of hell. The pedophiles and the freaks of the world. She gave her daughter over to these damnable perverts and dogs. This is a stupid generation. It's ignorant. You can't even find something decent for your daughter to wear today. That's why you mothers of Zion, you need to sew. And design your clothes that are kadosh for your daughters. These faggots, these freaks that are designing these clothes, they're doing it, they're imparting their spirits. You don't have to believe me. You don't have to receive nothing I say. They're homosexual men, the verse says, and all of these punk faggot men, they have not the Ruah of Yadam. They're not led by Yahshua. A woman ought to design the clothes for the woman. And most clothes are there designed by these hill freaks, hill fakers. And people take great adoration to parade in their vile garments that reduce a woman down to less than a dog. Dresses her and make her naked aroma like a dog out of hell. And so these wicked men, they love for them to come in that way. That they may take advantage of your little daughters. And their lustful minds, they sit there and they watch. They watch their little buttocks. If I see one, that will go take that dress off. If you live here, I will tell you that. Take it off. Too short. Put something on. Your bra. You can see your bra, your titties and all. Not here. Hallelujah. And so these freaks, they sit there and they watch your little daughters. And they look at them and they contemplate in their mind, how old is she now? I give her 2 more years. You do not realize how rapidly that is in these whorehouses today. It happens all the time, brothers and sisters. It's real. It is a reality. And these ignorant mamas bring them in that way. And they offer them up. I want to touch that today. They offer them up to Molech Mokam, to the fire of destruction. They bring destruction into their children because they will not train them in the fear of Almighty Yahweh.
This generation, Yahweh says that you are a robe, you are naked, you have no covering, you have no cloak of Siddiqah, you have nothing at all on you. You're without the covering of Yah's truth in your mind. It is not in your levim. It is not in your ruah. He said, you are naked. Look what it says here in Yeskel, Ezekiel, chapter 23. Hallelujah. And verse 27. Yah speaks unto Israel, he says, Yeskel 23, verse 27. Yahweh says, this I will make, not Yeskel, but I will make your lewdness, your zina, your distorted wickedness, your idolatry, your harlotry, your wicked devices. He said, I will make your lewdness to cease from you, and your whoram, your zinutha, your corruption of idolatrous worship, your more than one partner, you outside of the espousalship of my covenant, my brit with Israel. You have chosen your husband, but he is not your husband man. This generation has no husband man. He said, your zinuth, your whoram, brought, look where you brought it from. You brought it from the land of Mizraim. That's where you brought your whoram from, brothers and sisters. Your lust, your greed, you brought it from the world. No one corrupt your damnable ways, you brought it. You brought your lewd dress, shaking your titties and exposing your nakedness. Man, you exposing your nakedness, your body is for your wife to see. That's it. A young man, you that are not married, you save your body for your wife. Hallelujah. And that's the truth. You're not to get naked in front of everyone. Man, you ought not to be walking around with your shirt off. Look, pecan chest anyway. You clothe yourself. Hallelujah. You clothe yourself for your wife. And if you want to get naked, you get naked in front of her. One, if you want to get naked in front of your man. And it just shows you how corrupt the flesh is. There's not one person that can get naked in front of their spouse and feel very, very comfortable with that. That is the truth. I don't care what you think your body looks like. There's not one. Not one. Hallelujah. Because from the better side of things, Yah showed us what that nakedness, what it actually represents. When Adam and Eve, when they sinned, Adam and Shava sinned against Yah, they realized that they were naked. Arum. What naked? They had no covering. The word of Yahweh covered them every day, did it not? Did it not come in the cool of the evening and speak to them? Now, as Yah coming in the cool of the day and speaking to us, He is not doing it. Because we are rebellious people. Every day He came down and says unto Atam, Ben Atam, how are you? He said to Shava, you're the birthplace of my Sudika. And the first thing she tried to do is to remove that man from the power of his Kohen, his priestly power, to administer the Torah of Yah to the body, to the woman, whereby the birth of the seed shall come forth. That's where the birth of the seed comes forth. A man cannot conceive a seed in him and bring forth a child. I don't care what these damn dog faggots say. I don't care what the butch bulldagger women trying to take the marrow of a woman or the DNA and trying to produce a baby whereby it's going to, a woman can take her DNA and another her their seed, their semen, and make a baby. They're lying dogs. They're creating some mutated thing. That's why the children's minds are twisted today. With the Ritalin and Prozac, they're having your babies to believe that it's all right to be a faggot. Because they got the faggot teachers in school and they are anointing them. That's why scripture tells you to lay hands suddenly on no man. And you ignorant people, you let these dogs lay their hands on your sons and your daughters. These faggots, these perverts. And they say, come here, Hannah. Oh, give me a hug. Well, children are gullible. They are impressionable. And you let these perverts lay their hands on your children. I don't care if it's your mama, your daddy, your granddaddy. I don't care who it is. They have a spirit upon them. And that's the truth, brothers and sisters. Well, what that's mama? She's a wicked old thing. I love Yah more than I love mama. He said, love me with all your love, all your being, all your mind. Did he not command us? Then he said, you love your neighbor as you love yourself. He didn't tell me to love my mama no more. He told me to love your mother. And you are a liar if he said he did. He tell you to honor your father and your abba. And he commands us that to obey them that have rule of you. Not only that, but our parents that are in Yah. Those are our spiritual enlightenment and truth. And yet you'd rather go to some wicked Jezebel mama, and Yah gives you a mother that loves Yah and instructs you, young daughter, and you will listen to some pervert of a mama. I don't care if you don't like me. Hallelujah. You know, there was a group that contacted me. I said, listen to some of my messages. Because when you listen to them, you may not want to fellowship with me. Hallelujah. You know, I haven't heard from them again, but can I tell you something? I will contact them again. I will. Tonight, I will write them a letter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These small, mushy men today, controlled by this effeminate spirit, have a spirit of a man. How do you know I have a spirit of a man? Because Yahshua is my head. I have a spirit of a man. That's what I have. Yahshua is my head. He said, you have brought them out of the land of Mizraim. That's where you have gotten the spirit. That's where you have learned it. So that you should not lift up your eyes to them, nor remember Mizraim anymore. He said, I'm going to remove that from you. I'm going to take that spirit out of you, Yisrael. That you will not lift up your eyes unto Mizraim. You will not look to the world. And that's what we're doing today. Looking to the world, are we not? We're looking to the world for everything. Look unto Yah, unto Him where the strength of Israel comes from. We're not looking unto Yahweh, we're looking unto the world. He said, I'm going to remove this lewdness out of you, the zimah, so you will not look unto the world. So your desire will not be placed in the things of the world. So your love will not be attached to the things of the world. He said, anymore. Not only that, for this says the sovereign master Yahweh. He said, I want you to see verse 28. Behold, I will deliver you into the hand of them that hate you. You tell me you're going to deliver your people into the hand of those that shone, that hate them, that hate you, into the hand of them from whom your mind is alienated. And whom I'm going to deliver you to those in whom your mind is hostile, or their mind is hostile toward you. They don't have the mind to please Yah. They don't have the desire to please Yah. He said, I'm going to deliver you into their hand. That's what I'm going to do. Because you rejected me. You rejected my truth. You will not adhere what I've commanded you. He said, not only that, and they shall deal with you hatefully. And shall take away all you have worked for. Are they doing that today? These banks that they're taking away their homes. They don't care whether they have children, suckling ones, old ones. They're taking away. Yah's delivered this nation into the hands of those that hate it. He's delivering you into the hands of those that hate you. Don't worry about them folks out there. You listen to me. Hallelujah. He delivered them into the hands of those that hate them, that have no love for Yahweh. They have no desire for His truth. And they shall leave you naked and bare. There are many folks today that are naked today, are they not? Yeah. Those in these four houses, they're so naked. They're so bare they don't even have enough to make it. As the old folks would say, they're living from the poor house to the poor house. He said, I will leave you naked and bare, and your nakedness and the nakedness of your whoredom shall be discovered. Both your lewdness and your whoredom. Now look who says this in verse 30. Yahweh says, I will do these things to you because you have gone a whoring after the heathen. And because you are polluted with idols. Is that Yahweh speaking? Now this is the transition of Laodicea. They had gone after the idols. That's what this generation has done, gone after the idols. It has gone after every whoredom spirit. Spirit that lusts. That's the spirit of a whore. A whore is one that lusts. She must feed her insatiable or desire that cannot be satisfied. Well, a woman doesn't have to be a whore because he has slept or gone with a strange woman. Yes, that's the spirit of whoredom. But what the enemy has done, he has done this thing in a spiritual way. We cannot be satisfied with nothing at all today. We can have much and we're still not contented. We're not satisfied. We have raiment. We have the covering of His truth in our minds. And we are still not contented. That's not Yahweh. Hallelujah. So you work. You work one job. You work two jobs. And it still doesn't satisfy. You have no time for Yah.
You have no time for truth. And every amount of your energy is given over unto satisfying your flesh. You all better hear me. You better hear what the word of Yahweh says. Hallelujah. He said, I will do these things to you because you have gone a whoring after these gods, the God of money. Is that not the most powerful God in the whole houses today? Is that not the thing that Pentecostalism is based upon and charismatic movement? Is it not based upon money? Do they not bring them into these whole houses and strip them, make them naked? They show them what little they have. They make them bare. They make their covets bare. They make their bank accounts bare. They make them even depressed, poor. They're weak. They're so miserable to go into these places because they're driven. They're pounded on. They're driven to dollar, money, dollar. And that's why such evil in those whole houses. Because the love of money is the root of all evil. Let no one trick you at all. Everything is based upon the dollar, and they call it the mighty dollar. They're no different than Ike or any of the rest of these dogs of hell. The Benny Hens, the TV Snake, the Jakes, the Fred, Pimping Prices, the Creeping Crepping Dollars, and all of them. The Bishop Long, Daddy Long, all of them. They're dogs. They're wicked men. They're children of hell. They've been birthed by hell, and they have their place in the hierarchy of the kingdom of darkness. They will call upon their gods and their lords, but they cannot call upon the name of Yahweh. They can call upon the name of their lords and their Jesus and Jesus and Jesus, but they cannot call upon the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, the light of Yahweh, the one that came in the Abba's name to bring liberation and take for hope for Israel. If you come by any other name or try to enter in any other way, you are a thief and a liar, and we have stole from Yah. Every last one of us, we have come in as a thief. We have stole. We have tried to rob. We have tried to take advantage of him for our own gain. And now he commands us all. You got to bear up now. For I command, as far as my house, you either with me or you are not. And that is the declaration of Yahweh. Well, my sister, to hell with your sister. I say it that way, your mama at all. They despise the truth of Yah. Yah commands us, when you hear the truth, don't harden your heart as in the days how they provoke Yah. You don't harden your heart. You don't say, well, he's talking about us. He's talking about the robbers. He's talking about the damn millers or the damn rainies or whatever. He's talking about my people. Well, my people are those of the seed of Israel. To hell with the rest of them. I will not defend a damn Roberts. I'm set for defense of Yahshua. For this revelation that was given unto Yokohanda. I'm set for that. I'm set for that defense. I will defend that. I will die for that. You understand? I will not die for Robert. I will not die for one of them. Hallelujah. I will not. For what? It will be a vain death. The death of Yahshua was not vain. For secured Israel. And I bless my Abba for that. I told her, Yah, I will not take it lightly. I will not take it in vain. I will do as Yah brings me to simple knowledge of Scripture. I will do it. I will obey it. When he tells me to lift my hands when I come into the Bible, I'm not going to do like some of you hypocrites, just like it's a miserable thing. That's why he said you're poor. You're miserable. You're wretched. Hallelujah. I'm going to rejoice in my HaMashiach always. Hallelujah. And then when I think about his name again, I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to come before him with singing and dancing. I'm going to come before him with shouting and praises. Hallelujah. That's the way I'm going to come before him. You can be a hypocrite all you want to, but I'm genuine. I'm genuine in what I do. I'm not a phony and I'm not a fakey, all right? You are the fakey, but I'm not that. I know the simplicity of truth. And when he commands me, my, to see your son, do that, my, what a great thing. Don't you know the world? Tell their little daughter, Shaneka, dance. I can show you that, Shaneka. Get that little button. She's shaking like a hoe out on the streets. Say what you will or say what you want to. Go ahead and show him, Shanoka. Show him, man, how you can rap. Shape, hey, papa. Poo, 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 poo. And that's what they'll do. And yet we as the people of Yah, we have not trained our young ones to come into the presence of the Yah. Your sons and your daughters stubborn as hell just like you. Your hard-headedness, you see that resonate in some. I watch some of these children. I see the same damn stubbornness in parents in the same children. What a damnable, deplorable thing. Yeah. Hallelujah.
You see, that's what happened to Israel. They were stubborn, weren't they not? Well, Yah says, I'm going to destroy all the old heads. And those that are 19 and younger, bring them into the promised land. Well, they were not hard-headed, were they? Huh? They were just like their wicked parents. Sure they were. They were stubborn, were they not? Hallelujah. And only those that whereby they said, my house, we're going to serve Yah. And they brought their sons and daughters up in the fear of Yah. And the nurturing of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Men that were strong in the imun of Yah. Hallelujah. Men like Noah. Men like Gideon. Hallelujah. That he brought up his sons and he chose them wise, that he knew were right for them. He knew exactly what to choose them. Women that love Yah and feared Yah. Not just some sex pan. Hallelujah. The sex ain't worth a nickel with the hawk's meat. Just a beastly action. Yah, say it. That's some sex thing. Not for the purpose of satisfying some emotion or fleshly appetite. That's not even satisfied. Hallelujah. And that's what they're looking from Yah for some kind of fleshly thrill. To satisfy their damnable corrupt ways, their lust and their greed. Hallelujah. Now he satisfied my inward parts with tov, things that give me assurance, things that enriches me, things that cause me to be enlightened, things that cause me to love him the greater. When he showed me the simplicity of the truth, even in my sleep I rejoice. All the day long I rejoice when I think about Yah, when I think about him all the day long. I don't care where my mind goes. I don't care what I'm doing. I don't care how wrong I am in my action. But my mind is always on him. And that's the truth. I want to do right by him. And I have the power to do it. So I'm without any excuse. So are you. You can blame anyone you want to, hypocrite. It's you. You can say this sister, that brother. Or this one destroyed. You are a liar. Hallelujah. No one destroyed Lot's wife when he came out. She turned back because she loves sin. Hallelujah. And yet the same wife of Shem, the sons of Noah, their wives were kept. And they were obedient wives because you don't hear nothing of their demise in the book, do you? And they loved their husband, man, that they called them Baal, that they loved them. They were submissive unto them. Hallelujah. And that is what the symbol is. It ought to be that way with Yahweh. It ought to love him above all things. With the fullness of appetite. It's a small thing for us to do what he commands us. We ought to rejoice that he would even command you to do it. Not this Laodicea, this wicked Jezebel spirit of this hour of Laodicea. It's one that is boastful, boasted his own arrogance, his pride. That's why pride go before fall and haughtiness before destruction. You meet these dogs and then they are haughty. They look at your figure because you got something else in 98 or 99 and they're driving a 2006-7 and they look at you. Yeah, look what I'm driving here. You fool. Someone is driving your pocketbook. You ignorant jackass. You all get offended when I say, is that what a jackass is for? Don't you take a jackass to the field and plow? He works. A jackass works. It's a breed. It's a bastard breed of a beast. It's not a purebred. And they're bastards. They have no avat. They have no true abba. They're bastards of hell. They're bred from the power of hell with their sexual relationship with the spiritual order. Hallelujah. It's the truth. Yahweh is going to reveal his truth to Israel. That's just it, brothers and sisters. And so they look at you and you look at them and the scripture tells us, as I read on Wednesday night, you that are poor, you that have not the goods of this world, don't be offended because of the rich man. Don't bow yourself down. Hallelujah. I stand before a rich man like I will a poor man. What do you stand with? Power and might and strength, integrity. Hallelujah. When the rich man finished talking with me, he knows he's talked with someone that is not like the men he's dealt with. That's the truth. And the poor man, when he talks to me, he says he's poor, but he's rich. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did Yahshua talk with the rich one? Did he talk with the poor one? Hallelujah. Sure he did. He said, I will do these things to you because you've gone a-whoring after these beasts. And I will cause you to be naked, that they only see your nakedness. Now, Yah shows us here, I want to read this to you. He shows us the ruins of Israel and how will he expose them if we are disobedient. I want you to turn to Devarim, Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 28. I don't know if I'm going to finish all this today, but I will finish it up. Hallelujah. It says in Devarim 28. I would have began reading at verse 45, but you can really read the whole book. He shows us Yisrael our ruins. If we walk in disobedience to what? His Torah. He says here, listen to this. Devarim 28, verse 45. Yahweh says, moreover, I want you to understand, all these curses, he did not say a curse, did he? He said curses, shall come upon you, and they shall pursue you. When something pursues you, it is coming after you, right? It follows you. It will pursue you. And he says it will overtake you. It will overcome you until you are shamat. Until you are totally annihilated. You are destroyed until there is no remembrance of you at all. Why? Because you will not shamat. You have not hearkened. You have not listened to what? To what? The voice, the voice, the voice of Yahweh. Well, where does Yahweh speak? Do you hear the voice of Yahweh? He speaks from His Word. He speaks from the Torah in you, brothers and sisters. He speaks by the Ruah of Yahshua. He said, because you will not listen to the voice of Yahweh, your Abba, your Most High, to keep, look what He says now. You have not kept His mitzvah, the commandments of Yah. You have not kept His mitzvah and His statutes which He commanded you. Now you tell me, brothers and sisters, you tell me that this analogy is just simply for those that came out of Mizrahim, the Hebrew Israelites. Are we not the Hebrew Israelites of Yahweh in this hour? Sure we are. You tell me this instruction is not for us as well. You tell me the word of Yah has dimensions whereby it's meant for this moment and not for this moment. His word is a very present help. And we need this word to help us. And we are not in troubled times. His word is always a help. It will show you your infirmities. It will show you how weak you are. It will show you how immature you are, how ignorant we are. That's what the word of Yah will show us. Show us how unlearned we are. Show us how little we have. It's amazing that if you talk to someone and they begin to express certain things, you say, man, I didn't know that. It shows you how little we know, doesn't it? I can talk to those that really have no proclivity or understanding of the spiritual understanding they have. And yet I learn things from them. When a brother gets up and speaks, I learn things. We're an arrogant, beastly generation full of whoredom and full of pride and arrogance. We feel slighted because someone else says it and I don't say it. That's stupidity. How many of y'all can do calculus? All right then. Not very many of y'all can do that. How many of y'all understand the proper dynamics of the English grammar? We don't understand that. And if someone can speak English better than me, then why don't I listen to that one and learn how to speak grammar properly? Now Yahweh knows His truth better than us, does He not? Now let us listen to His voice to understand what it's going to take to walk in the power of His truth. So He spoke with His voice unto Israel. That you must hear me, not with these lying charlatan dogs. When a man speaks unto us, even though he may be ignorant, and yet the messages are based upon the strength of truth, he may not even understand the power of Torah. And yet there's a delight in him to walk in the truths of Yahweh. He will come to that truth. When one hears the truth and he defies it, well, His name is I Am, I Am. Well, in the book of Shemoth, that conversation between Yah and Moshe, he was said unto him, I am that I am. Come on, man, you don't know who I am. Go get the elders, they will tell you who I am. He has a name. He said, all these things will come upon you. He said, if you will not keep my mitzvah, he told them what to keep, his statutes, his disciplines as to your limitations, what you can do, which He commanded you. He tells us there are limitations. And there are things that we cannot do. Physically, mentally, spiritually, He commands us this.